So I started this day thinking about moving. I'm not sure why, because I despise it. What are your thoughts when it comes to packing up everything you own? I mean, every single piece of stuff and loading it into a truck and moving. When I think about moving, I get nauseous. I get comfortable in my space. I have way too much stuff. Moving is never easy for me. But over the years, God has loved me so through our many moves and used dear friends to lift the burden both physically and emotionally. Still, it's never easy. It can be moving out into something greater and more exciting, yet still the packing and the loading and the stuff, I'm not a fan. I was thinking about Moses and the children of Israel. What a move! God called on Moses to move his people out. Moses was prepared for the job and the journey. He just didn't realize it. But isn't that how God uses us as well? All throughout the pages of our own story, the good and the bad, where we come from, how we were raised, our experiences and opportunities pave the way for God to use us and move us right where He wants us for His kingdom purpose. That's what He did with Moses. The children of Israel had been slaves in Egypt for 400 years. It began when God used Joseph to save his family from famine, which was beautiful. Yet over time, they flourished and grew in strength and number, so a new Pharaoh enslaved them, and they suffered greatly at the hands of the Egyptians. Then Moses was born and adopted into royalty. God made a way. God called Moses to free his people and to move them out of Egypt into the promised land. You may know parts of the story. Moses said to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." Pharaoh said no. And so began the plagues. Water was turned to blood. Frogs, lice, flies, cows died. Boils on their skin. Hail and fire from heaven. Locusts and 3 days of darkness were all brought on the people of Egypt as a result of Pharaoh's decline of Moses' request. Then death of the firstborn. That was the last straw. It was time to move out. Exodus 12, 31 through 36. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron at night. He said, "Get up and go away from my people, both you and the people of Israel. Go and worship the Lord as you have said. Take your flocks and your cattle as you have said, and go and pray that good will come to me also." The Egyptians were trying to make the people hurry out of the land, for they said, "We will all be dead." So the people took their dough before yeast had been added. They tied their dough pots and their clothes on their shoulders. The people of Israel had done what Moses had said. They had asked the Egyptians for things made of silver and gold and for clothes, and the Lord had given the people favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. So the Egyptians let them have whatever they asked for. And they took the best things of Egypt. It was time to load up. Can you imagine this move? 400 years of slavery. It's a new day to move into all God had promised for His children, and God blessed them even as Egyptians gave them whatever they wanted or thought they might need for the journey. Still, I ponder the hearts of the people as they packed the final pots away and began to walk. It's never easy. Even when we walk away from whatever is holding us captive and freedom makes so much sense, we still get comfortable. Is God calling you to move out? Maybe it's time to box up that past, get rid of the junk, let go of the chains you've called home for too long. God made a way for the children of Israel, and He will make a way for you too. That's the truth. Load it up, move out, and take those first, sometimes scary, nauseous steps into what God has promised for you beyond where you are living now. He'll light the way for you. I'm Lori Klein.